Good morning and welcome, recruit. You have officially discovered us. You are now entering M00M Theater on the Air. I'm your host, Geographic, and this is Episode 1, Chapter 1. Welcome to the Resistance. Chapter 1, The Event. It was 3:39 a.m. in Los Angeles when the largest meteor shower recorded in modern history graced the sky. The first meteor was so bright that for the briefest of moments, you could mistake your surroundings for day. Hundreds more effortlessly followed and broke apart into thousands of smaller fragments that whistled and glistened through Earth's atmosphere. The ground rumbled as if an earthquake took hold. And then, just as quickly as the shower began, the night fell back to silence. Port of Los Angeles, Los Angeles Impact Zone. Sunrise revealed chunks of meteor debris, which had formed miniature craters just outside the port of LA. By the time the rest of the world was awake, the scene was already crawling with F-8 agents scouring the area. The agents had set up a perimeter around the entire port, investigating each crater. They carried glass-plated handheld scanners of some sort, designed to detect something. F8, pronounced Fate, originally started as a social media company in the mid-2000s, and with the help of both time and the power of big data with machine learning AI, they eventually consumed every functioning element of society. From the automation of farming and grocery stores to becoming the only bank, assuming the sole form of digital currency that the entire world would use, to what was perhaps one of their most successful instruments of conquest and obedience, the Fate Clarity. A nanobot brain implant that originally promised to act as a health passport for global safety, and a vehicle that would replace traditional education systems while simultaneously turning people into superior intelligent beings capable of doing anything their wildest imagination, dreams, and fantasies could fathom. However, at 60% user adoption, the reality of Fate Clarity proved to be far more sinister. Fate Clarity harbored ulterior motives, and instead of delivering on only its appealing promises, ended up being a full-blown AI-enabled mind control device that took hold of 85% of the global population by the year 2073. Because of Clarity and its interconnected human hive mind, there was almost nothing that happened that Fate didn't know about or directly influence. Earth had been officially rebranded. It was now known as One World, and even saying the name Earth was not allowed. And Fate was responsible for its governing. As a result, only the most elite of technocrats and those directly serving beneath them to service the furtherance of the system had everything, and everyone else was unconsciously their servants with virtually nothing. In fact, outside of the altered visual perception of those chipped with Clarity, the real world beyond the chip's forced perception was in a constant state of neglect, decay, and disarray. Gold Star, an unchipped cyberpunk blonde with a culinary distaste for society, found herself waking up abruptly due to high-pitched frequencies from Fate agent scanners outside of her home. Despite their sleek glass design, the scanners sounded like an old AM radio frequency with a sharp beeping noise. Gold Star was no stranger to waking up abruptly during random hours of the night. When you live inside a shipping container secretly stationed at one of the world's busiest ports, that was a regular occurrence. Sometimes it was the underground techno parties thrown by unchipped burner crews. Sometimes it was junkies beating on the container exteriors with trash as they fumbled through a bad trip from their shitty homemade drugs. And most often, it was just the container cranes themselves loading and unloading outbound boats. But Gold Star knew every single sound that reverberated through the port, and this was not one of them. Startled by the unknown, she reached for her bedside lamp and quickly flicked it on. As the circuitry from the switch triggered the light, at the speed of light, she discovered she was covered in blobs of gel-like goo that rippled down her hands and were seeping into her clothes and also appearing to bind with her shirt.
Ah, what the fuck, what the fuck?
She squeaked as she forced her mouth shut with both hands, shaking her body to slick it off. More of the mysterious goo across the room was soaking and merging with her container walls, like a paper towel to coffee removing itself from a countertop, its most satisfying moment. To make matters worse, whatever this goo was had also destroyed some of her favorite DIY decor that she took a lot of pride in making, and that was perhaps the worst part of her morning. It was clear something major was going on.
Roger, pull all security cameras up immediately. Pull all recent posts and news articles from Fate.
Gold Star commanded in a nonchalant fashion.
Roger that,
her virtual assistant, Roger, responded. A screen of news snippets and social media chatter began to propagate on two large screens attached to her workstation.
Gold Star, I have pulled up the most recent news and chatters from the socials,
Roger said. The articles on the screen were all about bright lights in the sky, meteor showers, with social media accounts mostly talking about the same thing. Nothing out of the ordinary, just the way fate liked it and kept it. The security cameras outside her container showed that the coast was clear.
So Goldstar opened a command line on her computer
and entered a snippet of code. It launched her into the BBS, a secret encrypted network only utilized by a small group of unchipped hackers, members of the Unspoken Resistance. This was her true source of news, people she could trust, who weren't entangled by Fate. There were three unique posts written on the BBS screen. Fate inspecting meteor crashes in PNW, Fate inspecting meteor crashes in MW, Fate inspecting meteor crashes in JP. She glanced away from the BBS, picked up a bottle of water off her desk, and began washing her face. There was no running water in her container. Once satisfied with her sanitation efforts, she turned back around, and as she did, a clump of the blue goo dropped from the ceiling right before her eyes.
And the moment it hit the ground, Goldstar bear witness to something truly incredible.
It was as if a light switch was flipped, and she was now living inside the blue bioluminescent glow of a jellyfish. And what now could only be described as the parasitic goo that managed to merge itself with the container looked alive.
It must be,
she reasoned, as she stood in a cowboy standoff stance.
Roger, turn on all lights.
The container was now filled with artificial daylight from neon overheads. Everything looked normal. The blue glowing walls were nowhere to be seen.
Roger, all light off.
The lights were off, and the container was blue yet again.
Roger, all lights off, reported Roger.